And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. And as I promised, we've got Sister Susan Connolly on the line. G'day, Susan. How are you?
Good, thanks, Annie. Hope you're the same.
Yeah, I am the same because I do a bit of a bike ride to get to the station. And when it's dark and there's nobody around and there's COVID, it's sort of a blissful experience.
Yes, every cloud has a silver lining, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me, you're one of the people who are ardent supporters of Bernard Collaery, and do you want to give my listeners a little bit of an understanding of the court case that he is having, this gruelling court case, and its secret nature?
Yes, and it really is a terrible hit in the face to the Australian people, who are known worldwide for claiming to be fair and, you know, honourable and all that sort of thing. Well, what's happening to Bernard Collaery is the absolute opposite of that. Now, Bernard has had an appeal recently, mainly, I believe, against the excessive secrecy under which his prosecution is being conducted. I mean, nobody knows anything. People go into the court and they're there and everybody comes in and then, you know, everybody's told to leave because, it's terribly, terribly secret. Now, we don't know what the outcome of that appeal is yet. Maybe it will come up in a couple of weeks, I'm not sure. But his actual trial will be held in the first half of next year, I believe. That's what I understand. And he is determined to have a jury trial, and that is his right. But thank goodness there are a few high flyers on his side. I mean, John Hewson, for one, good on John Hewson. But also Senator Rex Patrick from South Australia is fantastic, and so are a few others, some of the independents. Now, Rex Patrick has used parliamentary privilege numerous times, and the latest was in the last fortnight where he has called for, calling for the prosecution to be dropped, but this time he was claiming that the Australia's spying on Timor-Leste in 2004 was, these are his words, neither legal nor initiated properly. And it appears that John Howard, the Prime Minister at the time, could well be subpoenaed to come to the trial. Now, actually, nobody is really suggesting that John Howard really had anything to do with this. The buck seems to stop very much on the desk of the Foreign Minister at the time, Alexander Downer. Now, I don't know if Downer will ever be called or whether he would agree,
the people that actually benefited, of course, were Woodside.
Ah, well, this is right, you know. So in bed with the big companies, this is it. And Woodside, well, really, I mean, everything, the great dollar, you know, rules all, doesn't it, really? And you sort of, in a sense, you're sort of powerless against these people, these faceless people. So it's people like Rex Patrick who will get up there and use every available means under our parliamentary system to try and get at the truth. He should be congratulated. People ought to get on and ring his office and say, good on you, Rex, we need your voice. Now, one of the things that Rex is asking for is he's always saying drop the prosecutions for sure. But he's wondering how it came to be that Alexander Downer was able to go ahead and issue the order to spy. It appears that a single minister with other ministers are able to give written directives to spy. Now, is there such a record of a written order like that? That's what needs to be said. Now, part of the secrecy of this whole thing is these men put in freedom of information requests and they get something back that's practically totally black. You know, this is really, really wrong. It's shocking.
Yeah, what you're really saying is that federal governments or particular political interests and financial interests are actually subverting our democracy, basically?
Well, at base, that is. But unfortunately, with the change of laws that have happened since 9/11, we're sort of changing the systems, or the parliament is changing the systems that were set up to protect the people from this type of thing. I mean, laws are supposed to protect. That's what they're supposed to do. You don't cave into these, you know, companies. But of course, if your bottom line is money all the time, you do cave in, you know.
Now, well, Labor, they're talking about national interests. Everything, the cover all is all national interest. But the thing is that they're trying to use that as the reason for incredible secrecy, to the point where even Kaliri's legal team aren't allowed to see legal documents.
Well, that was the case. See, this is the insidious nature of this whole thing. I couldn't categorically say to you now what I might have been able to say 3 months ago, because nobody knows. This is the deviousness of secrecy in a legal system that is supposed to be fair and transparent. Look, anybody really should be able to. But this is not me talking, I've read this somewhere. Anybody should be able to walk into a courtroom and see what is going on. That's the basis of our fair, supposedly fair system. But in this case, as you rightly say, this is to protect economic interests. And what shocked me really when I read more about this was that unfortunately some of our laws have been changed in order to allow governments to spy for economic interests. Now, look, every nation spies. We know that. Everybody spies on everybody else. It's so ridiculous. We're human beings. But to spy, to be able to spy for economic interests, and to stretch that to be able to spy on an impoverished nation like Timor that was just coming out of... Look, I saw it with my own eyes. I was there in 2004, like I was there from 1996, and I was there right up until 2014. I've seen firsthand, over and over again, the abject poverty of those people. And do you know, Annie, I always say this, I never met a beggar. Not once did I meet a beggar. They are such proud and independent people, and we just taken them over. Now, look, I want to get on to one other thing, or a couple. Labor, see, Rex Patrick has called for an inquiry. Now, Labor voted against it, and we're all shock horror. But their reason for voting against it is that they say the legal and constitutional committee or something is not the right. It's not the right avenue to do this. They're promising, if they get into power, that they will change the Intelligence Services Act to give more power to the existing PJCIS, you know, the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security. That needs more teeth to be able to investigate actual instances. They can't do that at the moment. I mean, what a stupid thing. So that's what Labor's position is. Now, whether you agree with that or not, I don't know. But that's the reason they did not support Rex Patrick's call for an inquiry last week. And, of course, they're all still, everybody's still saying, why did Christian Porter rush to prosecution as soon as he became the foreign minister? That's another thing that needs to be answered. But do you know, Annie, look, I want to just say one thing that was in an article, I think it was in The Guardian, God bless The Guardian, we should all be subscribing to The Guardian. One of the things that was said was that that when Timor became free, when they became independent in 2002, Australia realised that the various factions in Timor that are always at each other's throat, like everywhere in the world, they were actually united in their desire to achieve a maritime boundary between them and Australia. But because Australia wanted a greater share of the revenue for itself, it set about fomenting division within Timor-Leste. When I saw that,
that's fascinating. But they also, withdrew from the system that they'd actually. So all this stuff about them being the pinnacle of law and order is all crap.
Please. 2 months before independence, we withdrew from
Calculated.
The international loan. Really and truly, and that was about the boundary. But what I hadn't, like, I'm a sort of optimistic person, and I mean, I love being an Australian in a sense, really. But now we're not. Nobody is going to find evidence of government documents which say, you know, let's go and foment division. But what needs to be looked at is what the strategies were, like which Timorese were flown to Australia and had meetings
and
in the absence of
into,
other.
Yeah.
Who were given scholarships?
Oh.
This reminded me, of course, of what the Indonesians did.
I was just going to say.
Just before they were going to invade Timor. You get in there and you work on the weaknesses of that. Isn't that despicable? It is just so despicable. So, as I say, the only among the best lights of this, of course, are Bernard Collaery himself. That man deserves the Order of Australia. Honest to God, he is so determined that truth must prevail. And that's what he's done all his life, really. And then you get people like Rex Patrick and others as well, like Sterling Griffith. Been real good, and some of the politicians are great. Graham Perrett in Britain, in Queensland, and I'm sorry, some of the others escaped me because I know your time's limited, Annie. But you know, the Times of London last week had the most devastating article about Australia. Look, talk about toe curling. to read it, Bernard Lagan, you know, from correspondent in the Times of London. Mm. Oh, Australia, it says, Australia is exacting retribution after a shabby act of spying against a fledgling nation. And this was exposed by the whistleblower. Well, they weren't really whistleblowers, but we go along with that.
We're going to have to keep it. We have to move on. But, Susan, we'll rely on you to keep us informed.
There's a petition up. Look up Bernard Collaery petition and sign it. We've got more than 60,000 signatures at the moment. Good. So maybe more people can sign on.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, Annie. Good on you.